very good feed in the plastic cup, boys. Here at the Kevin Hart Mix and Mingle After Party, baby. It's going down.
You know, baby.
Hey, yo, that old jackass right there dancing.
Hey, Quan, get this.
Ow!
Craziness, as usual, crazy. I'm about to make a toast. You trying to roll?
No, I got some girls in the stairway waiting for me.
All right, well, ew, nasty ass. Quan, right. Come on. And stop leaving me, jackass. Hey, I'm about to make a toast, yo.
I'm about to make a toast.
Hey, yo. Yeah. Everybody, real quick, let me get your attention. Welcome to my Mix and Mingle event, everybody.
Yeah,
right. We're toasting to a great year, man. It's been a great year for me. We're going to have a blast tonight. Drinks are free. It's all on me.
What up,
DJ? Celebration!
Get him, baby boy.
What's up,
baby?
How
you doing, baby? It's good. Hey, thanks for inviting a dapper brother like me.
No problem, man.
They say you ain't been talking to your dad. Is that shit true?
No. Let me explain something to you. Listen, that's not...
Get your shit together.
No. No, dude, hey, I can explain what I'm...
Hey,
wow. Mm-hmm. Hello, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Is it true you don't fuck with dark-skinned bitches no more?
Huh? You ain't even dark-skinned. Let me explain something to you.
No.
Wait,
I don't want to hear it. You, neither do my girl.
Do your girl?
No, let me talk.
What are you doing, man?
You got some goddamn nerve.
Right, that's going to yelling at me. I can fucking yell back.
Nigga, you asked for that. That's the price of fame.
Well, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
I can't deal with you, man. I need somebody to talk some sense into your dumb ass.
Harry.
Yo, Spank.
That's stupid for you to get Spank.
Listen, jackass over here mad because he can't compare to Eddie Murphy.
What was that?
First of all, I never said anything like that.
Dude, that's the price of fame.
What the fuck are you talking? I never said. Let me explain some G's bank. What I just said. What
ain't
I just
nobody
said.
Nobody trying to hear that shit.
Hey, yo.
Hey, Nine. Fucking Cav over here getting upset because Soul playing Bomb. That was
it's
let me explain. Price of fame. You asked for this.
Kevin motherfucking Hart.
Who the fuck is this?
No, hold on, man. Listen, I'm a fan. But only in America.
What?
You ain't shit until you perform in Paris.
Okay.
Oh, lab ass nigga. Local ass bitch.
Oh,
man, fuck all
y'all.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey,
you don't get out of here.
Hey, man,
fuck
you.
Fuck
I can't believe this shit. Ooh, you got to be kidding me. I can't even enjoy myself in my own Mix and Mingle party. I put this party together. Why can't I enjoy myself? Because I'm dealing with a bunch of people who want to tell me about my life. Why are you going to talk to yourself? You know what? Be a man and confront somebody. Want me to explain myself? That's what I'm going to do.
Nick! Nick!
Where's Nate? Y'all see Nate? Nate! Come here. I know what I want to do. I'm going to call the garden. Tell them I'm coming down there to get some shit off my chest right now.
Kevin, all this food near you on Olive Garden, man?
Nate,
for real?
Ain't nobody talking about no goddamn Olive Garden. I'm talking about Madison Square Garden, Nate. Tell them I'm coming down there right now to explain some shit.
You can't just call the garden.
Goddamn it, Nate. What are you doing? Okay, look, we don't go back and forth. That's not why I pay you. Okay, I pay you to do what I ask you to do. Right now, what I'm asking you to do needs to get done. So do it.
Kevin, you know how many people in Madison Square
Garden? Nate, why am I going back and forth with you? Huh? Is that your job? You don't go back and forth with me. Nate, I'll punch you. I'll double punch your face. And I'll break both of your eyes.
You serious? You the boss, Cap?
You goddamn right, I'm the boss. Right. And let me tell you something about the boss. Sometimes when the boss gets hungry, he turns into an elephant, which means he needs some nuts. And right now, I'm about to get some nuts.
Exactly what does that mean, okay?
Shut this party down. Right now.
Shut the party down. Madison Square Garden. This nigga crazy.
I'm about to go to Madison Square Garden and explain. Nate's setting it up right now. Don't try to talk me out of it. I'm doing it right now. Don't try to stop me. Don't try to stop me.
Hey.
Okay, hold
on.
I'm back.
Don't
try to stop me. I'm going.
Hey, what
you doing?
They be thinking that.
What the fuck you doing, man? Don't be touching my
shit. Shut your ass up, man.
Everybody listen up. This party's officially over. Kevin's about to go to the Madison Square Garden because he wants to explain. Good night.
He's going to explain!
Wait!
You damn right I'm gonna do the Garden.
Man, he crazy.
Why shouldn't I?
There's gonna be 30,000 people at the Garden, my nigga.
It's 30,000 goddamn people at the Garden?
Well, didn't nobody tell me that?
Hey. I'm out. I'm out. Right now.
I'm going right about to leave. To the Garden. Relax. Breathe, Kevin. You're fine.
Looking back, I got my eyes on the prize. Every day's a struggle. Every day's a grind. Haters can't stop me. Got too much on the
You're ready for this. Okay, it's time. It's time that you explain this shit.
Is it true you don't fuck with dark-skinned bitches no more?
Why would I not like dark-skinned girls? I don't even know where that came from. I'm friends with so many dark-skinned girls. So many. My daughter dark skin. Love my daughter. So I guess I don't love my daughter. Boy, I will tell you.
His little ass don't even talk to his ex-wife no more.
Me and my ex-wife are friends. What are you talking about? The divorce. Did Kevin change? Oh, he Hollywood now. Kevin Hollywood now because he got a divorce. Please. We're friends. We're applicable. We're applicable. I hope I said that word right, because I don't even know. But we are. That's the best thing about being a comedian. I can address it. I can talk about it my damn self.
Hey, look! It's that hysterical comedian Kevin Hart!
Yeah, well, certainly no way to explain that. That's just a bad day.
Oh, lab-ass nigga.
Okay. No, that
local-ass bitch.
I'm not going to tolerate that. Not after what I've been through this year. You're not going to call me no lab. No local-ass bitch. You know why? I traveled the world doing comedy, people. I did. You know what? I don't like the fact that I'm telling you this. I would much rather show you. Look for yourself, people.
Definitely his best work.
Well, Kevin, you're awesome. It was nice seeing you in Denmark.
Yeah, we'll miss you. You definitely need to come back.
Wanna see if niggas is weird or not? Be on the bus with them for 10 hours. They see a lot of shit.
Y'all need to stop with all of this madness. Pour respect and honor your daddy. Call me father. What the hell you thought you get?
I've been driving for 8 hours. We could have been there in one on a goddamn plane.
That thing was a smart decision.
Man, this is the dumbest shit he ever did.
Don't nobody do this.
Still the same dumb motherfucker he was goddamn 20-something years ago.
Like a bunch of idiots on a double-decker bus.
Either get on a plane for 2.5 hours or take a bus for 10 hours and be with your friends and talk to one another.
Some people on this thing.
It's a stitch from hell.
Just a lot of funky ass, it's like gumbo. Ill hygiene ass niggas on this bus.
Fucking disgusting. So I stay back here in the quarters, you know, me and my lady, we lay back here in comfort.
Birmingham, you guys are amazing. Thank you for the love.
It was good.
The show was hilarious.
That was amazing.
That was a brilliant show.
Wait, you gotta see him. You gotta see him.
Brilliant.
I really feel like Kevin has grown into the young mogul that he really wants to be.
Kevin was a guy that was true to his story. He knew where he came from. He knew where he wanted to go.
I've seen where we started. And to see him go from a hole-in-the-wall bar in Atlantic City to performing in front of 15,000 people, you know, you got to take your hat off.
When he can go into Norway and Sweden and Denmark and get the reception that he's getting, he's becoming a global brand.
Everything he's done was pretty much seen on YouTube.
YouTube,
everything.
And then I saw it on YouTube and I thought it was hilarious.
But I've seen his stuff in YouTube and I loved it, man.
I've seen like every show on YouTube.
I've seen all your shows on YouTube, man.
You know, I'm some thousand miles away in other countries and the love that this cat is getting.
He's so loyal. Like, he doesn't want anybody to feel like he's not there for him.
This is a team. This has been running for 4 years strong, and we all work good together.
Be that angel in my corner like you always are. Mom, I know you watching over me and I know you proud. Amen.
Let's go.
I know I'm in Madison Square Garden and this shit sold out. Y'all better make some fucking noise. I'ma say it again. I know I'm in fucking Madison Square Garden and this bitch sold out. Y'all better make some fucking noise. You see my fire? You see my fire? You gotta be a big deal to have fire, people. It means I'm a big goddamn deal. Let me tell you why I got fire. Let me tell you why. I went to go see Jay-Z and Kanye perform, right? These niggas had a bunch of fire. I was like, yo, this show's the shit, because they got fire. No comedian has ever had fire. I'm about to be the first comedian with some fucking fire. So, because of that, throughout my show, you're going to see a bunch of pointless fire. You're laughing. I'm not playing. I'm dead serious. You think it's a game? Get fire when he pisses one time. It's about to be a bunch of fucking fire. This show's going to be hot. Literally. A lot of shit to talk about, man. I want to talk about the fact that I'm happy. I'm happy right now, people. I want to explain why I'm happy. First of all, my divorce is final. That's the first reason why. Now, here's what I want to explain about my divorce. Everybody assumes that because you went through a divorce, you went through a fucked up period of life. You hate each other. You're enemies. It's not true. At the end of the day, that's the mother of my kids. I'm always going to respect her as the mother of my kids. She's happy. She's moved on. I'm happy. I moved on. I'm happier than she is, though. I am. No, I am. I'm doing a lot of happy shit right now, people. You have no idea. I took a fucking walk the other day. Do you know how happy you gotta be to take a goddamn walk? To just go outside and start fucking walking? I knew I was happy because I was talking to myself while I was walking. I was like, you hungry? I can eat. It was just me, though. Like, nobody else was there. I stopped. I fed pigeons. That's some happy shit. You gotta be happy to feed pigeons. Here's the beautiful thing about me feeding pigeons. When I was done feeding the pigeons, I didn't have to lie about it. See, when you marry, you lie about shit like that. Because you don't believe, that your wife would ever believe, that you were doing something as dumb as feeding some goddamn pigeons. There's not a married man in this audience right now that can go out and feed pigeons. And his wife call, and she say, babe, where you at? And you go, I'm feeding pigeons. And she believes that she was feeding some fucking pigeons. It'll never happen. It's an argument off the bat. Where you at, babe? I'm out here feeding pigeons. You ain't feeding no damn pigeons. What are you talking about? I am feeding the pigeons. Then put the pigeon on the fucking phone. What? Let me talk to the goddamn pigeon. There ain't no pigeon. Tell a bitch sitting next to you that's making pigeon noise in the phone, when I see her, I'ma beat her ass. Oh, fake pigeon noise making ass, bitch. Oh, not knowing how to sound like a pigeon ass, bitch. Matter of fact, tell that bitch when I see her, I'ma grab a real pigeon and smack the shit out of her with it. She can see what a real pigeon sound like. Oh, false pigeon, vocal cord having ass, bitch. Hey, I'm fucking killing y'all, man. Get fired on these bitches one time. I'm at a point now where I understand who I am as a man. I know my pros, I know my cons. Here's what's bad about me, people. I'm a liar. I love to lie. I don't know why. I wish I could stop. I can't. I think I'm sick. It's a disease. I don't even tell good lies. I tell a bunch of dumbass lies on a regular basis. Let me tell you something. There's nothing worse than telling a dumbass lie and getting caught telling a dumbass lie. For example, I don't like talking on my cell phone. I can't stand talking on my phone. But I don't know how to tell people that I don't like to talk on my phone. I think that makes like an asshole. So I would much rather lie about it. Here's how I got caught the other day. I'm in my car. I'm driving. My boy calls me while I'm driving. I pick up. Yo, what up? Kev, what's going on? Instantly, I lied. I said, dude, I can't be on the phone like that. I'm out the country. I'm not trying to have a high-ass phone bill. This is no bullshit. This is what I heard. He said, nigga, ain't that you at the stoplight right there in front of me? I said, what? I'm so oblivious and lying, I waved. What's up, man? What's going on with you, baby? Why you say you was out the country? I didn't say that. I never said that. I don't want to be a liar. I don't. I blame y'all. It's y'all fault. Because y'all put me in positions where I have no choice but to lie. For example, I'm here. I'm in New York. I'm at the airport. I'm in baggage claim, right? This girl sees me. She goes off. She loses her fucking mind. As soon as she saw me, she was like, oh, my God, no, Kevin. Oh, no. I can't believe this. God must be playing a trick on me. Oh, my God. I said I was going to see you, and then I see you, and now I'm looking at you. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. Can you do me a favor? Can you wait here for like 30 minutes? My mom is about to land. She would love to get a picture with you. I was like, shh, fuck yeah, I'll wait. Go ahead. Go get her. As soon as she left, I took off. Bitch, I'm not standing here for no 30 minutes waiting for your goddamn mom. No. Kill yourself. Die today. Death to you, bitch. Die. I'm not fucking waiting for you. But I can't say that. If I say that, that makes me like an asshole. There's certain lies that I can't tell. For example, I can't tell big lies. The reason why I can't tell big lies is because I'm one of those people that start to believe the lies. Like, once I get that ball rolling, I can't stop. You know who I respect? I respect people that work a 9-to-5 job that can show up late for work without an excuse. They show up, take full responsibility. Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. It'll never happen again. I overslept. I apologize. It's irresponsible on my behalf. If I do it again, fire me. I respect people that can do that. Because I can't do that because I'm a fucking liar. I am. If I'm late, something happened. I don't give a shit. Something drastic happened. Yo, dude, sorry I'm late. I was on the highway, and a fucking baby was running on the highway. Yeah, I know, right? Shit's crazy. So I get out the car. I start chasing the baby. In my mind, I'm like, why are you running, baby? That's what I'm thinking, right? But I'm like, what do you do? Because I can't just grab the baby and throw the baby in the car. That's kidnapping. I fuck around and go to jail. I got a little butt. I'll get raped. I know they'll fucking rape me in jail. I ain't trying to get raped. So I had to make a decision. I was like, shit, what do I do? So I decided to adopt the baby. What I did was I downloaded this app on my iPhone, this Adopt the Baby app, right? I put the barcode on the baby head. Boop. That way the baby knew he was my baby. I put the baby in the car. I go to pull off. I turn around. A deer was running towards the car. So I'm like, oh, shit. This deer is about to eat the baby. That's what I'm thinking, right? But then I look closer. I notice the front part of the deer was a deer. The back half was a zebra. It was half deer, half zebra. So I'm like, oh, shit. It's a deer, bruh. Like, that's what I'm thinking. It's a fucking deer, bruh. So I call the zoo. I'm like, yo. It's a fucking Debra out here on the highway. He was like, what's that? I was like, half deer, half zebra. He was like, did you just make that up? I was like, I think so. He said, well, bring it down. So I get down there. He sees it. He's like, oh, shit. It's half deer, half zebra. I said, that's what I was trying to tell you on the phone. It's a Debra. He was like, okay, what do you want? Do you want money for it? I said, no. I don't have that type of time. I got to get back to the car because my new son is in the car by himself. So I get back to the car. Turns out the baby that I thought was a baby wasn't a baby. It was a grown-ass man with Benjamin Button disease. Let me tell you how I figured this out. I figured this out. When I got to the car, the baby woke up. I was like, hey, I'm your new dad. I just adopted you. He was like, you ain't my dad, bitch. I'm 65. I said, God damn. He said, I got a disease. I was like, you got that Benjamin Button. He was like, where's my deer, bruh? I said, I knew that was a fucking deer, bruh. I knew it was. I just took it to the zoo. He was like, well, how the fuck am I supposed to get home? I said, you ride that motherfucker, man? Anyway, long story short, that's why I'm 5 minutes late for work, because it took a long-ass time for me to get the fucking deer in the car. Understand something, people. Lying will ruin your life. Lying will ruin your goddamn life. Lying ruined my marriage. True shit, sweetie. Lying ruined my goddamn marriage. That's a lie. I cheated. Let's talk about it, though. Let's figure it out. Don't judge me. Let me explain. Yes, people, I cheated. Am I ashamed of it? No. No, I'm not. Do I wish that I could take it back? No. No, I don't. Let me tell you why. You can't evolve as a man if you never make a mistake. The only way that you can be perfect is to fuck up. I get it. I fucked up. Don't cheat. Nah. Whatever. Now, do I think cheating was the problem? No, I don't. Cheating was not the problem. Lying about cheating was the problem. Better have been honest about it. Might have worked it out. But I wasn't. I lied. And I didn't just lie on myself. I put my best friend in my lie. Now, I don't think that's a bad thing to do. Let me explain why. If you're my best friend, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me. I shouldn't have to ask your permission for me to put you in my lie. You know why? Because you're my best fucking friend, bitch. That's your job. The day that we sign up and say that we best friends, that means that my bullshit is your bullshit. And your bullshit is my bullshit. If you're my real best friend, you should know that I need you to lie for me by the look on my face. If I'm looking at you and I'm not blinking, if I'm like this, that's a goddamn sign. That means the bitch got to drop on us. My back is against the wall. This is not a test. It's the real deal. Help me. Help me. Nigga. Help me. My friend Harry ignored all signs, okay? Let me tell you how shit hit the fan. I come in the house, right? I come in the house at like 4 in the morning. I'm drunk, people. Drunk as shit. I have no balance. I'm all over the place. I'm rocking back and forth. As soon as I walk in the house, she wakes up. She goes off. You know what? I'm sick of this. I know you're probably out with some bitch. You're probably messing with some bitch. Now, I'm drunk. I don't want to respond because I don't have any balance. I'm rocking back and forth. You don't look believable when you're rocking back and forth. So I had to choose a stance in which I look believable. So I chose this. I said, let me tell you something. Listen to me. Wasn't nobody with no bitch, okay? You're wrong. Matter of fact, to prove you wrong, I'm going to call Harry. Harry not expecting me to call right now, so Harry don't have no reason to lie. And I'm going to put it on speakerphone. About to make you feel stupid. Watch this. Watch how fucking stupid you feel. Watch. Watch this. Harry. Harry. Real quick. Don't lie. Let's stop right there. Let's just stop right there for a second. What does that mean? What does that mean, people? Lie. It means lie right now. I mean, the bitch got to drop on us. My back is against the wall. This is not a test. It's the real deal. Help me. Help me. Nigga. Help me. Harry ignored all signs. I'm going to tell you exactly what Harry said. I said, Harry, real quick, don't lie. Where are we coming from right now? He said, man, you was with that bitch with the fat ass. What? Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Yo. I was so fucking scared. I was so scared. See, but I'm saying something. I'm not mad at Harry. The reason I'm not mad at Harry is because Harry has done some dumb shit, but I understand who he is. See, Harry might be the smartest, dumbest friend I've ever had in my life, okay? Let me tell you the dumbest thing that Harry's ever done. Harry invented a code for us to use to let each other know when we were around our women. Basically, if somebody used a code, it means don't say anything stupid. You might be on speakerphone. Don't say nothing dumb. The phone might be loud enough so my girl can hear whatever they're just saying. It means don't say anything that could jeopardize our relationship. The code was, man, I'm hungry as shit. That's code, people. Man, I'm hungry as shit. Here's what pissed me off about the code. Harry invented the fucking code. So there's no reason why Harry should ever mess with the code. Here's how Harry messes it up. I'm in the car with my lady. I'm driving. She's in the passenger seat. Harry calls me. I'm in the car. I got the Bluetooth shit in the car, so my phone rings. The whole car rings. Harry's name pops up on the dashboard. I answer. What up, boy? Kev, what's going on? Ain't shit. This I knew the conversation was about to take turn for the worse. This I knew was about to get filthy. He said, nigga. Harry! Hey, man, I'm hungry as shit. He said, I'm not. I just ate. Wait! Harry! Woo! Harry! Woo! Harry! I said, man, I'm hungry as shit. He said, yo, you should go to Subway, get the footlong for $5. What the fuck? I said, man, I'm hungry as shit. He said, oh, That must mean you ready to eat these white bitches. What? Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. I ain't eat no white bitch. I ain't eat no white bitches. I never did. Oh, my God, no. Oh, no. Yo, have you ever been in trouble with your girl to the point where you're afraid to look at her, but you can feel her staring at the side of your goddamn face? I was so scared I never looked at her. I just looked straight and started making dumbass noises. I started pointing out shit. Ooh, look, a deer. You see it? I just saw a deer. I'm fucking killing y'all, man. Get by on these bitches again. Now, here's the thing. I'm not upset with Harry for doing all the dumb shit that he's done. Reason why is because I've learned so much from Harry. Like, literally, now I know what to do, what not to do. I know what I want, what I don't want. And fellas, I'm not selfish with this information. I feel like it's my job to educate y'all. I can tell you what you want in your life, what you don't want in your life. I can tell you one thing that you do not want in your household. Fellas, one thing that you don't want in your household is a female that doesn't trust you. Only thing that's worse than a female that doesn't trust you is a female that doesn't trust you that has no proof for why she doesn't trust you. That bitch is crazy. Let me tell you why. She's crazy because she has so many thoughts in her head about what you might be doing. And it pisses her off, and she can't figure it out. That's why she sits in the house all day trying to put pieces to a puzzle together that doesn't exist. Oh, he done fucked up. Oh, this nigga fucked up. What the fuck is this right here? Oh, I got his ass now. This is a woman that'll look at you and say crazy shit like, don't act like I'm fucking crazy, nigga. You ever see a girl say shit like that? She look crazy as shit while she say it. Don't act like I'm fucking crazy. Let me tell you something. Any bitch that do this shit right here is a goddamn psychopath. You hear me? Any bitch that argue with you to the side, oh, you got a bitch fucked up. You hear me? You got me fucked up. You got me fucked up. You got me fucked up, nigga. It's a different level of woman. She's fucking crazy. This woman is so crazy that when she thinks that she's caught you cheating, before she talks to you, she's got to have a conversation with herself. She's got to talk to herself. It's my impression of crazy women talking to themselves. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got his ass now. We got his ass now. You ready, bitch? Bitch, I'm ready. Ain't nobody there. It's just her. Now, she's so crazy that she can't even stick to the plan. The plan is to see you. When she sees you, she's supposed to show you whatever she found. You're supposed to talk about it, figure out the next steps in your relationship. But she's crazy. It's so much bottled up emotion and built up tension inside. Until she sees your face, she snaps. She fucking loses it. Soon as you walk through the door, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Don't say shit. You a piece of shit. Oh my God. Hey, have you ever seen a woman go from frantic to calm, like real fast? Motherfucker, you a piece of shit. I can't believe you hurting me. But it's gonna be the last time that you do some shit like this to me. I don't give a fuck about it. I don't give a fuck. Let me tell you something, nigga. You gonna get your shit together? Are you a nigga? She's a fucking psychopath, man. Crazy women always want to tell you what you did. They always want to run down the story. Let me tell you why you fucked up. Let me tell you why you fucked up. Last night you come in here, you're a little drunk. You're a little tipsy. You decided to go to sleep on the couch. You take your pants off, you put your pants on the floor. Something told me. Something was like, girl, go through his pants. I was like, alright, that's a crazy girl face. Alright. So, I get up, I go through your pants, I found a receipt. You had a receipt in your pants for some gas. But it wasn't any old kind of gas, it was regular gas. That's funny, I'm with you all the time. I've never seen you use regular gas. Ladies, let me ask you a question. Why is that whenever you're arguing with your man and you repeat yourself, the second time you say it, you get loud as shit as if you solved the case? That's funny. I've never seen you use regular gas. I'm I've never seen you use regular gas. You know who put the regular gas in the car? That regular bitch that you was with. That's who put the regular gas in the car. Shut your ass up. Shut up. You court. You a piece of shit. Look at you. You got glitter all on your face. Mismatched socks. Now, lady, let me explain something to you. 99% of the time, you're right. 99% of the time, you're right. That 1% when you're wrong, that's the day the men live for. We live for the day that we can make you look dumb as shit. That's our goal as men. I'm going to tell you three words that you never want to hear come out your man's mouth. If your man ever hits you with these words, shut up, don't say shit, he's about to make you look stupid. If you going off, you snapping, shut the fuck up, you a piece of shit, I hate you. If he hits you with this right here,
are you done? Are you done?
He get cocky.
Are you done? Are you done? Okay, okay. I'm about to shit on this bitch right now. Are you done? You done, right? You done, right? Are you done? Are you done? Okay, okay.
I'm laughing because you don't even know what happened. See, last night you was the one at the club that decided to drink a whole bottle of Patron by yourself. You the one that passed out in the club. I'm the one that picked you up, carried you out the club, put you in the car. We got in the car, we started driving home. I realized I lost my wallet. I said, damn, babe, we need gas. I don't have my wallet. You got any money on you? You said, in a very drunk voice, I got $3. I said, what the fuck are we supposed to do with $3? You said, we gonna put some regular gas up in this motherfucker. I said, fine. We put the regular gas in the car. I drive home fast because I didn't want to run out the regular gas. When we got home, you felt sick because of the way I was driving. You fucking went upstairs. You start throwing up. I got naked. I got in the bed. I kept my socks on though. First of all, you know I sleep with my socks on because I got ugly feet. I'm insecure about my feet. My fear is if I don't sleep with socks on, we're going to get robbed. And whoever has the gun is going to look at my feet. And they're going to be like, oh, shit. Ew. But shoot me in the fucking foot. I'm going to have another ugly-ass goddamn foot. So you start calling me. You're like, Kev, come help me. I'm throwing up. I come running the bathroom. You got throw up all on the floor. I stepped in it. Ew. Took my sock off. I put your sock on. That's why my sock got a ball on the back of it. Picked you up. Put you on my shoulder. The reason why I got glitter on my face is because you used that cheap-ass glitter lotion on your ass. So when I had you like this, your ass was rubbing against the side of my goddamn face. Ran in the room. I threw you in the bed. I didn't get in the bed because you smelled like soap. I'm not getting in bed when nobody smells like soap. You know why I'm not getting in bed when nobody smells like soap? Because it's going to make me fucking throw up. So I went downstairs. I slept on the couch. With that being said, don't say shit else to me. You wrong. I'm out. This face that women make is priceless. It's not even like that. Listen, come here. It's not even, I don't even want it to be, listen, come here. Let me suck your dick. I want to suck your dick. Let me suck your dick while the football game is on for the whole game. I'm going to suck your dick for the whole game. Look, men are so stupid, we be in the middle of storming out. For the whole game? You going to do it for the whole game? For halftime and everything, you going to suck it for the whole game? Deal. You got a goddamn deal. Well, you better get to sucking right now because it's a long game. Now, here's my advice to you fellas. If your woman is going through that insecure period where she's questioning you, she's going through your shit, my advice is stop her. Babe, stop. Whatever you're looking for, don't look anymore. You're right. I'm wrong. I need to do better. The reason I say do that is because you don't want to see your woman go to that crazy point of no return. See, I've seen a woman get here. It's unattractive. The reason why it's unattractive is because when a woman reaches a certain level of crazy, she doesn't know that she's being crazy. Everybody else knows. Everybody else sees it. Hey, that bitch in the corner with the diaper on her face is fucking crazy, yo. She's fucking crazy. She's a psychopath. Everybody else knows except her. Here's the thing. I was in that situation. I saw a woman get crazy. Let me tell you, I knew this one chick went wild, okay? We in the house one day, arguing. All fucking day. It gets to the point I'm like, you know what? I can't argue with you no more. My head hurts. I'm done. I'm getting in the shower. I'm getting dressed. I'm going to the store. True story, people. That's exactly what I do. Get in the shower, get dressed, get in my car, start driving to the store. On the way to the store, I hit a speed bump. When I hit the speed bump, I hear a lot of noise in the trunk. Boom. Boom-doom. Boom. That's weird. I ain't put shit in the trunk. The fuck is all that noise in a goddamn trunk? I'm small. I get scared fast. So I get out the car. I pop the trunk. This is some true shit. I pop the trunk. When I pop the trunk, this bitch was stooped down in the trunk like this, looking at me. I see her in the goddamn trunk. I see her see me see her in the goddamn trunk. I just caught you in the trunk of my car. You gotta say something to justify what the fuck I'm looking at. The fuck are you doing in the goddamn trunk? With a straight face, she looks at me, jumps out the trunk, rolls her eyes, and takes off as if I never saw her. Now let me tell you why I had an attitude. I had an attitude because we live together. Like, I'm going to see you tonight. We have to address this at some point in time. I said, no, fuck that. We're going to talk about this right now. I get in the car. I drive home. Here's where it gets crazier. When I get home, she in the kitchen cooking, right? I walk in the house. She said, hey, babe, you hungry? Bitch, what the? Oh! Wait. I don't want to talk about no goddamn food. I want to talk about why I popped the trunk and you popped out the goddamn trunk like a goddamn jack in a box. The fuck were you doing in the goddamn trunk? With a straight face, she looked at me. She said, I wasn't in no goddamn trunk. Bitch, I saw you see me see you in the goddamn trunk. You ain't see me in no goddamn trunk. You must have saw one of them other bitches you be fucking with. Goddamn trunk. Nigga! It messed me up so bad, I started thinking. I was like, did I have another bitch in the trunk? I might have, oh no, I might have put another bitch in the trunk and forgot she was in the trunk. These are real life situations. Now after something like that happens, every man's reaction is the same. We all say the same shit, we all do the same shit. I ain't dealing with no crazy ass woman. Ain't no way in hell I'm dealing with a crazy ass woman. I'd rather be myself. That's what you do. You live the single life. Single life is amazing at first. Reason why it's amazing, because every night you're with your boys, you're drinking, you're meeting women, having a good time. Reality doesn't hit you about how bad the single life is until you call your friends to go out. And on that night, none of your friends are available because they're out with their women. That's when reality hits you. Yo, what up, boy? What you trying to do tonight? Oh, man, I ain't doing nothing. It's Cupcake Tuesdays. Me and my lady, we make a cupcake. Red velvet. I get to lick the bowl and everything. Lick the bowl? Man, get the fuck off my phone. Hey, don't be mad at me because you ain't got no bowl to lick. What? Now you start to rethink your whole decision. Damn. Did I have a good woman? Shit, man. I might have had a good woman. You know what? I need to get my lady back. See, but you can't go back the way you left. You got to reinvent yourself. You got to make it look like you're making an effort to get your woman back. Here's how dumb I am. This is what I do. I come back. Babe, I got an idea. It's going to be great. It's going to put the spark back in our relationship. It's going to make us fall in love, okay? We've never done it. Let's do it for the first time together. We should both take ecstasy one time. We should pop a pill. Hear me out. Hear me out. It's an emotional drug, okay? It's going to make us talk. We're going to have sex. It's going to be the best. She said, fine, let's do it. She takes the pill. Her pill gives her all the right reactions. I take the pill. My pill, okay, my pill made me believe that I was a drug dealer. This is some real shit. I wish I was making this shit up. I can't make this up, people. I don't know where it came from. I snapped. We were talking. She was like, babe, I just want to be happy. I want the disrespect to stop. So let me tell you something. You worried about fucking disrespect? That's what you worried about? Huh? What you need to be worried about is how I'm going to deliver this kilo of cocaine to fucking Pablo. She was like, what? What are you talking about? Girl, what the hell you think I'm talking about? Where do you think all this money come from? Jokes? Is that what you think? Huh? You think I'm out here making funny money? Is that it? Huh? Bitch, I'm in the game. I'm out here in the fucking streets. Okay? I gotta cook it, cut it, bake it, boop, fly that shit. She was like, oh my God, what about the kids? Fuck them kids, bitch. I'm out here riding around and getting it. Bird gang. Boop, boop. You don't even know my life, bitch. Listen, let me tell you how messed up I was. I was ass naked, walking around a house like this. In my mind, this was a gun. I really believed that my hand was a gun. I was making threats. I said, let me tell you something. If anybody on the block try to touch my product, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, niggas gonna die. She was like, calm down. Calm down. This I knew she was fucked up. This I knew she was fucked up because I turned around like this, right? She was like, don't shoot me. Ain't nobody gonna shoot you. I got the safety on. You need to fucking chill out. Y'all laughing. I'm dead serious. I was messed up. I tried to fuck a beanbag that night. I was ass naked on a beanbag for 2 hours doing this shit by myself. I was sweating, but I didn't know it was me. I thought it was the beanbag. I was like, oh, this beanbag wet as shit. This beanbag about to get this long dick. That you gonna get beanbag. You gonna learn today, beanbag, you hear me? You gonna learn today. That's an old chapter in my life, people. Right now I'm in a new chapter. In this chapter, reality is hit. Reality is, I'm single, fucking dating. I can do what I want now. Now here's the scary thing about dating to me. I believe in karma. Whatever you do in life is gonna come full circle at some point in time. I know it is, okay? My fear is I'm gonna fuck around and fall in love and I'm gonna get hurt. When I think about getting hurt, I think about the ultimate level of getting hurt. Like, I'm trying to surprise my lady on her lunch break. She would be in the car, give some dude head, I'm gonna fuck around and see it. Now I know I'm not strong enough to deal with that. I'm too emotional. I'll break down. No. Pick your head up. Don't finish. Don't finish it. Jesus, take the wheel, please. I know I can't deal with that. Some men are. Some men can't. Some men are strong enough to catch that woman in a sexual act, like giving another man head to the point where they can go up to the car, open the car door, and say one sentence. In that sentence, they'll let a woman know how much he loved her, how bad she hurt him, and where he is mentally. He can walk off. Some men can pull it off. You know what? I loved you the best that I could. What I could do, I did. What I didn't do, I tried. Fuck it. He'll walk off. She'll feel bad. Why am I doing this? I don't want to do it no more. Did you get it? That was a dick. Did you guys get it? This was a dick. Did you get it? You got it? All right. Some men are different. Some men are killers. Some men are thugs all the time. No, fuck that. Fuck that! I see my girl in the car, give some dude head. I'm going to go up to the car. I'm going to grab him, drag him out the car. I'm going to beat the shit out the dude. That's what some men feel. Would you do that, man? Chase, would you fuck him up? You whip his ass. You gonna fight the guy with his dick out? His dick is out. This guy got the hard dick. That's the wrong answer, Chase. I don't like that answer. I don't think you thought about it. You should have thought it through. Fuck, his dick is out. I can't fight the dude with the hard dick. It's not gonna happen. The reason why? Because I'm small. When I fight, I gotta get low. I gotta get your leg. If your dick is out, at some point in time, that's gonna cause a problem for me. At some point in time. Yo, you got my girl out here in a fucking car? Huh? Nigga? Yo, you're gonna lose your fucking mind if a man's dick hits your head in front of a group of people watching the fight. You're gonna do some shit you never thought you would do. You're gonna fuck around and grab it. You gonna say some shit you never thought you would say? I'ma rip it up! This dick is coming with me! This is my dick! I got two dicks now! Yeah! Yo, if you grab a dude's dick in a fight, you gotta kill yourself that night. You have to die that night. You can't go on living. Because for the rest of your life, you're gonna be known as the dude to grab the dude's dick that day in a fight. They're gonna do to grab that dude's dick that day in a fight. What was I supposed to do? The dick is on my head. Hey, man, get your dick grabbing ass out of here, man. If I try to talk to you, dick grabber. Look, I had a thought the other day that scared me. I thought about the fact that my kids are eventually going to have a stepdad. That's kind of scary to me. I'm going to tell you why. I started thinking to myself, like, what if I can't physically beat the stepdad? Like, because I know I'm not going to like the guy. Small problems are going to become big problems. So in my mind, shit would happen. Like one day I call a house. In the background I hear, I said, put the dishes in the sink. But in my mind, what I heard was, you and your dad can suck my dick in the sink. I gotta fight. I gotta fucking fight now. Now because I've thought about it, I wanna be prepared for this day if it ever happens. So right now I'm currently taking self-defense class. Like, it's no bullshit. It's not a joke. It's the wrong time to mess with me. I know a lot of shit. My teacher just taught me how to take a gun out of somebody's hand. Like, if somebody points a gun at me like this, I'm trained to grab your wrist, bend it, take the gun, point it right back at you. No bullshit. I do it all the time in class. I'm the best. It's at a point where I had a conversation with my friends. I said, look, dude, if we out and somebody pulls a gun out, let me handle it, okay? I'm the only one here that's trained for this type of combat. He's like, you sure? I said, trust me, I'm sure. Here's how funny life is. We walking out the club, right? I'm a little tipsy. I get to the car. This guy comes from behind the car. He ducked down. He had a gun. He's like, everybody get naked. Run that shit, bitch. Get naked. Run it. All my friends got scared. They start getting naked. I was calm. I'm standing there. I'm looking at him. I'm even laughing a little bit because in my mind, I'm like, you don't even know what I'm trained to do. Like, that's what I'm thinking, right? So he got mad. He said, you think it's a game, little nigga? Run that shit, bitch. Get naked. Run it. And it scared me because my teacher only taught me to take guns from people holding it like this. He had it like this. I've never seen that. We never worked on that in class. So I didn't know what to do. So I got naked. I did exactly what he said. I got naked. My friend's like, do something. I was like, I can't. He's a killer. He's the real deal. This guy's the real deal. I got security after that. Actually, that's a lie. That's a lie. I didn't get security after that. I tried to hire my friend Wayne as my security guard. Reason why is because Wayne was big as shit. So I was like, why would I fucking pay somebody else and I give you that extra money? You don't got to fight nobody. Just look like you would if something were to happen. He's like, all right, I'll do it. I said, done. You're hired. You're my security guard. Here's why Wayne got fired. Let me tell you why. We were at a club, right? This guy pulls out a gun, shoots it in the air. Bop! Fuck all these bitches. I got scared. Wayne, what should we do? With a straight face, Wayne said, play dead. I said, what? What you say? He wouldn't answer me back because he was in character. He said, Wayne, he gonna go, you better shut up before you get shot. What the fuck? After that, I hired this guy named Steve. Now, Steve was the real deal, people. Let me tell you why. Steve made me feel like a star. We went places. Steve moved the crowd. Everybody move. Move. Watch out. Mr. Hart's coming through. I never had to look behind me. Steve always had my back. Steve got fired because he was at a club one day. I'm in VIP section, right? VIP is separated from the dance floor by a velvet rope. I'm standing behind a velvet rope. I say, Steve, I got to go to the bathroom. The guy operating the velvet rope moves it. Me and Steve walk to the bathroom. I use it. I get done. We come back. The guy operating the velvet rope was talking. That's fine. I'm patient. I wait till he's done. Steve felt like I shouldn't have to wait. Steve decided to pick me up and place me over the goddamn rope. Let me tell you something, people. I've never felt more like a bitch in my life. I was like, Steve, no, don't do this, please. My back leg came up. Look at me. Look what you're making me do. Stop, Steve. You're fucking fired, man. After that, I hired these two ex-cops turned security guards. Now, these guys were very professional. My problem with them is that they were too professional. Like, their level of security was way too advanced for my level of celebrity. Like, I don't know who they thought I was. Like, I don't know where the miscommunication came, but it was too much. Like, we go to Applebee's. True story. Fucking Applebee's, okay? There's an empty booth. I go slide in the booth. That's how I slide in the booth. I love Applebee's. Applebee's. So, I'm in the booth, right? I'm sitting next to the window. He goes, Kevin, switch seats with me. I don't want you sitting next to the window. I said, why not? He said, it might be a sniper outside. Looking for who? Ain't no sniper looking for me at no fucking Applebee's. No, I'm not at the sniper level in my career. I'm not there yet. Like, you probably got to worry about a dude putting his dick on the glass. Like, that's my level. I'm at the dick on the glass level. That's my level. Like, the shit that I'm afraid of, people don't think about. I'm going to tell you what I'm terrified of. Y'all going to think I'm crazy, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Scariest shit in the world to me are bum hands. A bum's hands are the scariest shit ever. You can say I'm crazy all you want. I'm willing to bet y'all any amount of money right now, if y'all walk outside after this show and a bum come up to you and flick your lip, bet money you kill yourself tonight. Bet whatever you want to bet that you fucking kill yourself tonight. If you walk outside after this show and a bum come up to you, give me a dollar, man. What? Maybe give me a fucking... Give me a fucking dollar, man. Ah! What happened, man? He shoot you? Motherfucker flipped my lick, man. Oh, my God. That's the scariest shit ever. Like, you got to get rid of that lip. You can't keep that lip. That lip's got to go. You got to buy a new lip. I don't even know where to get lip. What'd you do if you got jumped by three homeless people and they held you down? Ha! Get off me. What is this about? And then the leader come out and you see him like this. Oh, my God. You know how dirty his hands are? Oh, my fucking God. That'd be the quickest bump that you've ever gotten in your fucking life. Bow, bump, that fucking fast. You gotta explain it. Hey, man, is that a fucking herpes? It's a bum bump. What? What the fuck is a bum bump, man? A bump. Hold up, hold up, I gotta get it out, I gotta get it out, hold up, what the fuck is that, man? It's a bum bump. How the fuck you let a bum touch your lip? I thought you were trying to tell me a secret. What the fuck was a bum trying to tell you? He tricked me. He was like, hey, man. I said, huh? He got me. Get fire on these bitches one time, man. Fucking bum bump. Watch how y'all look at bums when y'all leave the show. What? Watch how defensive y'all are. Excuse me, man. Can you spare some change? Nigga, what the... Hey, man, you better get your ass out of here, nigga. You out here trying to flick lips, cuz? You out here trying to give a nigga a bump bump, nigga. I know what you... You ain't gonna give me no bump bump, nigga. You better get the fuck out of here, man. Knock your ass out, man. I don't want no bump bump. No, he got my nigga like that. He told him a secret. My nigga leaned in. Fucked this whole shit up. I think shit was all bump bumpy for like 2 weeks. I really believe shit like that can happen. I'm a weird thinker, people. I'm a weird thinker. I'm glad that I'm a weird thinker, though. Me being a weird thinker has made me a better man. It's made me a better father. Let me explain how it's made me a better father, okay? Me thinking about my kids eventually having a stepdad is what made me a better father. Because now, not only is it important for me to make sure that I'm around, but I need them to understand who I am and what I represent to their lives. Now, because I see them so much, I notice everything. Like, my son is at this imagination stage. Like, I thought the shit was a phase. It's not. It's not going away. Like, my son really thinks that he's Spider-Man on some real shit. Like, when he gets mad, he webs me. Now, because I'm dad, I just go along with it. I act like I'm caught. This is shit that makes me laugh. This is how he releases me from the web. And he walks off. Shit's hilarious. Now, it's me and my son. We're bonding. See, but as a parent, you don't realize the effect that you have on your kids. Whatever you do in the house, your kids are going to mimic when they're outside the house. I learned this lesson the hard way. I go pick my son up from camp, right? My son is outside arguing with this little boy over a truck. I'm watching. I'm not going to break it up. I want my son to be a boy. Let me see how he handles himself. Little boy takes the truck from my son. My son gets mad, takes the truck back. Mine! Little boy comes back, punches my son in the back of the head. My son falls. This boy starts whooping my son's ass. Listen, I don't know who was training this little boy, but they were doing an amazing job. This boy can fucking fight, okay? I'm not going to break it up. I'm going to let my son take his ass whooping. He'll learn from it. I'm watching. I see this with my own two eyes. My son gets mad, rolls over. What the fuck are you doing, man? It's not real. What are you doing? The parents was looking at me. Why would you teach him that? Why would you even teach him that? I run over. I grab the little boy off of my son. This is the longest walk back to the car that I've ever had with my son in my life. He just kept looking at his hands. He was like... I don't know what happened, Dad. I don't know what happened. So I get mad. I'm like, dude, if somebody's fucking hitting you, you ball your fist up, you hit them back, You don't let nobody hit you. You ball your fists up, you hit him back. Now, he doesn't like it when I come down on him. So he got mad, he wet me. Now, when he wet me, I had a choice to make. Do I act like the game that my son believes in isn't real and no longer exists and fuck his imagination up? Or do I allow his imagination to continue to run wild? He's five. I said, I'm going to let his imagination run wild. Act like I was caught. Nah. Nah. This is what I heard. This is what my son said. I had it turned off, Dad. I said, what the fuck is going on here? Dude, my kids are hilarious, man. I got stories for days about my kids. I took my kids horseback riding, right? This might have been like the best worst day that I've ever had with my kids in my life. I wanted to find a place that was suitable for kids and adults so we can make a day out of it. I find this ranch, right? Me, my kids, my brother, my friends, we all go. We get there, they got ponies. My kids get on the ponies. There's a smaller trail at the ranch. They ride the ponies around a smaller trail. Me, my brother, my friends, we go on the big horses. We're going to do the big trail, okay? Here's what happens. Everybody gets on their horse. They got their feet in the stirrups. They're ready to go. I'm last to get on my horse because I was filling out the paperwork. I'm paying for the shit. I get on my horse. Here's strike one for me. I go to put my feet in the stirrups, right? Okay, this was the problem. Like, if I put this foot in, this foot wasn't going to make it. I couldn't get them both in, right? So I tell a guy, I said, hey, man, I think I need some smaller stirrups. He's like, don't worry about it. You don't need them. I was like, yes, I do. Because everybody else has them, I'm going to look like everybody else. He's like, trust me, you'll be all right. I was like, I don't trust you. I want to look like everybody else. He said, look, do you want to talk to the instructor? I said, yes, I'll talk to the instructor. Keep in mind, the instructor is why I chose this ranch. This guy's supposed to be like a horse guru. He's going to teach us how to physically control a horse. He's going to teach us the verbal commands. And he personally was going to take us on the trail. Problem with this guy is he cannot speak English, people, okay? I can't make this shit up. This is the speech that he gave before we started the trail, word for word. He goes, okay. Okay. You want to stop? You want to go back like that? Like that. Go back. Got kick it. Like that. Kick twice. Like that. All right. Let's ride. The fuck did he say? Did you hear what he said? Hey, man, you got to say it again for me. I ain't understand what you said. This I knew was bullshit. He said the same thing the exact same way. Okay. You want to stop me? Oh, God, pull back like that. Like that. Go fast. God, kick it. Like that. Kick twice. Like that. All right. Let's ride. I said, we're going to fucking die. We're about to die. My friend said, Kev, stop bitching. Let's just go. Keep in mind, I have no stability. My feet are just dangling from the side of the horse. I have nothing to hold on to except this little stump thing in the middle of the fucking saddle. I said, fine. I ain't going to say shit else. Let's go. My horse starts to trot. He's not running, people. He's trotting. I have no balance, so I'm all over the place. I'm like this, right? My feet kick the horse in the stomach. That's a sign for your horse to speed up. My horse takes off. Listen, people, this nigga took off. Now I'm scared because I don't know what to do with my feet. At one point in time, I panicked, had my feet on his neck. Like I was like this, right? I was like this. But I couldn't hear shit because the wind was blowing. It was like, I hear my friends in the back. They're like, oh, oh. I don't know what they're saying. I assume that they're saying, let go. That's what I think they're saying, let go. So I said, fuck it. Jesus, take the wheel, right? I roll off like a black-ass tumbleweed. Bat, 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 bat. The horse keeps going. My friends, my brother, the instructor, everybody pulls up next to me. It's at a point where I'm pissed. I'm like, yo, I'm not doing this shit no more. I'm out. Fuck this trail. I'm done. I'm going back. I'm getting my kids. I'm walking back to the hotel. My boy Spank was like, Kev, you can't fucking walk back. We've been riding for 25 minutes. It's going to take you like an hour to walk back. I said, fine. I looked at the instructor. I said, well, you're going to take me. You're going to take me back right now. He puts his arm down like this, grabs me, pulls me, picks me up, puts me on the back of his horse. This is why I will never ride a horse again in my life, people. For 25 minutes, for 25 goddamn minutes, I'm on the back this nigga's horse. I turn around, my friends think it's funny, they taking pictures, right? I said, put the camera up, put the goddamn camera up. The instructor kicked the horse in the stomach, the horse start running. He reaches around, grabs my lower back, he starts pulling me in, right? Now I'm scared, so I can't let go. So I got my arms around his stomach. I'm fucking the shit out of this nigga in his back. He speed up, I speed up. I gave him like 75 pumps, pat, 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 pat. The shit that pissed me off, while I'm in mid-pump, he gonna turn around and go, let's ride. I said, man, get the fuck off of me. New York, it's been real. My name is Kev Hart. I fucking love y'all, man. I appreciate you. Thank you. Get fire on these bitches one more time, man. Thank you, New York. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Before I go, I'ma end on a fucking a note from the heart right now. And I'ma try not to be a bitch and get emotional up here. Dude, I am now one of few to fucking perform as a stand-up comedian in Madison fucking Square Garden. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. You have no idea the fucking feeling that I have going through my body right now, man. This is a fucking dream come true. Hey, this is a fucking dream come true, man. Thank you for being loyal. Thank you for growing with me. Thank you for fucking enjoying me. My name is Kev Hart. I love y'all.
Yes, I do. So if you hit the wickets, not fold.
Okay.
Ice. When he throws the wicket, he hits one bounce, and he hits that wood,
yeah,
that person's out.
Out.
Hey, don't hit me with that fucking ball, man. You got on all the protection, Hendrick.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know who Kevin Hart is?
Ma'am?
All right, these dudes and girls are going to know me right here. Excuse me, ladies. It's me.
No, no, it's me. No, no.
Damn it. Shit.
How you doing, sir? My name's Kevin Hart. I'm a famous comedian.
That's going to change. A lot of them are going to change.
I'm Kevin Hart. I'm a famous comedian. Kevin Hart. How you doing?
No play.
Yes, there you go. So for everybody in the state that bootlegged it, and this thing got you where, and made it to London, you bitch.
London, we love you, dog.
It was fantastic. I love you, Kevin.
Boy, we don't rip shit. You don't know.
Listen, Kev, anytime, come down there. You're welcome to London.
Woo!
That was fire. Woo! That was fire.
Kevin Hart in London, please.
I stood there, and my sides are hurting where I laughed so hard. Seriously.
Nobody asks me nothing no more. I do everything myself.
Hey, where you go?
Oh, I feel right.
Oh. Is there a phone booth in there?
Ain't no phone booth in there.
You changed that fast.
Don't nobody ask me my nervous either, because I'm not.
Hey, man,
I knocked your ass out. And my hands ain't sweaty, so don't try to touch them. Don't touch it. Because I don't have a swamp ass. It's G shit up here, homie. I'll just be my friends and shake it up. Cause it's go time right now. Huh? I'm pumped up, baby. You hear me? I'm ready for this life. Huh? I'm so ready for this. Close them up, Joey. That's what I'm talking about. You know what we do.
That was last year.
Yeah,
let's break
go.
It down, homie.
What are you doing? I didn't forget it because I'm nervous.
What is he doing?
Anybody forget nothing?
No.
It's showtime, man. Hey, I'm about to explain, baby.